From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe adopts a plan it hopes will ease the migrant crisis. European Union Interior Ministers meeting Tuesday in Brussels approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote over the objection of several members will be presented to a summit Wednesday of EU leaders. The UN Refugee Agency said the stream of migrants is so large the quota plan may be unworkable. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming called for improved reception centers in Greece and Italy.
There would be a robust capacity to receive people, to provide them with assistance, and you see many people coming with medical issues, with just the clothes on their back, with small children. Then they would be registered, screened, and designated for relocation if they meet the criteria.
Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. In Burkina Faso, a tense standoff between the presidential guard and army following last week's coup could ease with the signing of an agreement to disengage and withdraw from the capital. Meanwhile, heads of state from West Africa will travel to the country on a peace mission Wednesday to restore transitional president Michel Kafando to power. Cadre Désiré Ouédraogo is president of the ECOWAS Commission.
They have decided to deploy military and humanitarian observers in order to monitor the respect of human rights in Burkina Faso. They have also invited the chairman of the authority in liaison with the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria to initiate a political dialogue among all the stakeholders in Burkina Faso.
Coup leader General Gilbert Diendere said he'll hand over power when requested by ECOWAS. This is VOA News. Airport officials in Yemen say President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi has arrived in the southern port city Aden following a six-month exile. He fled to Saudi Arabia in March as Shia Houthi rebels closed in on his refuge in the port city. Last week, Yemen's cabinet returned to the country after spending months of exile in Saudi Arabia, the cabinet working out of Aden with the goal of restoring stability to the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. military experts believe Russian aircraft sent to an airbase in Syria are there for basic force protection to protect Russian soldiers and assets on the ground. Mr. Kerry said it's unclear what Russia's long-term intentions are and appealed to Moscow to help reach a diplomatic settlement to the conflict.
If they are there to fight ISIL and only ISIL, even as they provide continued support as they have previously to Assad, but with a view to getting to a legitimate negotiation and to cooperating with people against ISIL, that's one possibility. And it's one, it's something that we will obviously talk about in New York in the next few days.
Meanwhile, the UN envoy on Syria launched another effort Tuesday to open peace talks. Stefan de Mistura announced the heads of four thematic working groups. The plan calls for Syrian participants to discuss within groups political and legal matters, military and counter-terror issues. More than 2 million faithful have gathered in Saudi Arabia for the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Newly arrived pilgrims circled the Kaaba, the black cubic structure in Mecca's Grand Mosque, toward which all Muslims pray. The pilgrims were undeterred by a recent construction crane collapse at Mecca's Grand Mosque early this month that killed more than 100, including foreign pilgrims. The Volkswagen pollution scandal worsened Tuesday when the German company said it tampered with emission controls on millions of diesel vehicles. Friday, U.S. regulators said the company equipped about 500,000 cars with software that switched pollution controls during testing but shut off anti-pollution devices during normal driving. Michael Horn in New York Tuesday said such behavior is completely inconsistent with the company's core values.
We must fix those cars. The cars, we prevent this from ever happening again. And we have to make things right with the government, the public, our customers, our employees, and also, very important, our dealers.
Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn apologized for cheating on the emissions test. The company is allocating more than $7 billion to cover the cost of recalls and other efforts to mitigate the damage. The Obama administration announced Tuesday it transferred a Saudi Arabian national from the prison facility at Guantanamo Bay back to his native Saudi Arabia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.